The EntertainmentRiff.com podcast, our opinions of Entertainment Earth, its management, employees, affiliates, you, me, or anyone you know. Be cool, don't sue. Hello, everyone. It is time for the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, March 7th, 2008. We're mixing some stuff on how we do the show this week. I will keep you posted on that as we go. So let's get started with movies and culture. Pop culture, of course. New in the theaters this week, you can see The Bank Job, 10,000 BC, or College Road Trip. But why would you want to? Last week's box office, we had Semi-Pro, number one, with $15.1 million, followed by Vantage Point, Spiderwick Chronicles, The Other Bolin Girl, and Jumper. This week, Comedy Central's new series, The Root of All Evil, starts on Wednesday. The show features Lewis Black and presumably has much shouting. It may be good times. Also, a new season of South Park will begin on Wednesday alongside the show. Fans of the Fox series 24, take note. The network is planning a two-hour made-for-TV movie to air this fall. It should bridge the gap between the sixth and seventh seasons. A Florida-based TV station called FTV Live is claiming NBC is in talks with Kathy Lee Gifford to bring the former morning show co-host to NBC's Today Show. How horrifying. Indiana Jones is being released on DVD on May 13th. This time they will be available individually, not just in a box set. It includes some new bonus features, but otherwise be the same movies you know and love and probably own. It also features the Lego Indiana Jones game demo and trailer for, if I heard correctly, the Xbox 360 and PC. Now that the writer's strike has been resolved, who's up for an actor strike? The Screen Actors Guild is saying that their contract may be up on June 30th if there's no negotiations in place fairly soon. There's no guarantee there will or won't be a strike yet, but it seems a lot of folks are in a hurry to get some sort of resolution so we don't have another 6 weeks of entertainment winter. Toy news! Night of the Living Dead. Toy company MC Toys is making new Mego-style figures based on the property. Apparently, they have actual, real, former Mego employees working on the brand to make these look and feel as authentic and real as the Mego releases you may have had as a child or you may have heard your grandpa talk about if you're of my generation. Ben and a zombie are on tap so far, so start saving your spare change. MC also released the Retro Trek and Planet of the Apes figures through Diamond Select Toys, so obviously they know what it is they're doing. Halo 3. I'm happy to announce that Entertainment Earth will be offering an exclusive yellow ODST action figure. It's $15, it's limited, and pre-orders are now welcome. But you might want to pre-order early. It's really, really, really popular. And when I say that, I mean this may be one of our most popular exclusives in quite some time, given the edition size. Which I can't tell you, but I can tell you, you'll want to pre-order it. Trust me. DC Universe. Wave 3 is expected in April, and it will include Green Lantern, Sinestro, Deathstroke, Nightwing, and Robin. So there you have it. Transformers. Another BotCon exclusive has been officially revealed. This time, it's Ricochet. This evil Autobot, yes, evil Autobot, is a freebie for those who bought the attendee package. It's like Jazz, but in evil colors. Word on the street is the collection will also have two more add-on toys, Megatron and Rodimus. These are not confirmed, but we hear Megatron is based off the Energon toy with a new head, and Rodimus will have a beard like evil Spock. We're sure those will be confirmed via eBay at some point, or perhaps more information on another Transformers fan site, as that's where we read about it this morning, so stay tuned! A sample of Lugnut, a character from the animated line, has surfaced, and this time it's a fully painted figure with a head. The 7-inch figure looks like it stepped right out of the cartoon and transforms into a pretty nifty airplane. It looks great. Some samples and high-res pictures also surfaced for Black Arachnia and Ratchet, so if you're a fan, keep your eyes on your favorite Transformers fan sites for a look at these. So far, it's shaping up to be a really solid-looking line, and we're hoping the figures hold together as nicely as they look. Serenity and Firefly. This may or may not be news to you, but a company called Quantum Mechanics is doing a series of medium to high-end prop replicas. Items include a money pack, wanted posters, travel cards, ship blueprints, Malcolm's pistols, and a lot more. We saw some more goodies at Toy Fair New York, which I don't know if I can talk about yet or not. Guys, if you're listening, contact me. And it's looking really good, so be sure to check these out. We have a lot of these up for pre-order at Entertainment Earth for the brown coat in your life today. Star Wars. Out of the blue, Gentle Giant announced two more Star Wars products. One is a blue Senate Guard statue, and it's limited to 1,500 pieces. The other is an R4-P17 trash can, which is like R2-D2, but not. It's limited to 500 pieces, so if you want these, you might want to think about getting them soon or start haunting eBay. Hasbro announced a new wave of Titanium Series vehicles, which includes ships from Star Wars and Battlestar Galactica. Wave 4 2008 will include the Episode 3 Obi-Wan Kenobi Jedi Starfighter with Hyperspace Ring, the Gungan Bongo Sub, Sebulba's Pod Racer, a TIE Fighter, the Death Star, and a Cylon Base Star from Battlestar Galactica. Betty Page. Hasbro. Dark Horse announced a 6-inch statue of the Pinup Darling, which is similar to the large one that sold out last year. These should be about $60. Doctor Who. Dark Horse announced they're going to be importing several Weta statues to the USA. Each one is roughly $300 and limited to about 900 pieces. These include the Doctor and Davros statue, the Cybercontroller statue, the Daleks Deconstruction statue, and the Nifty, the Master, and Auton statue. Video games. For the Wii this week, you can download Super Turrican for the Wii Virtual Console. This is a game from Factor 5. It's kind of like Contra or Super Metroid, but not. It's by the same development house that made Rogue Squadron, Rogue Leader, and all those games for the Nintendo consoles and PC. In Japan, a new game has been announced called Space Invaders: Get Even. It's coming from Taito, and I wonder what happens there. Xbox 360 fans can download Rocketman: Axis of Evil this week to their Xbox 360 console. And there's been some other add-ons and stuff, but who cares? Sega has shipped over 5 million copies of Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games for the Wii and Nintendo DS combined worldwide. That's pretty amazing. Congrats, Sega. Steve Wiebe, of the King of Kong fame, has made another attempt to beat Billy Mitchell's new Donkey Kong record score at a Microsoft-sponsored event in Las Vegas this week. According to reports posted at theavclub.com, he did not make it. But he did make to the infamous kill screen and over 900,000 points. So that's nothing to sneeze at. Congrats, Steve, and better luck next time. New at Entertainment Earth! Boy, howdy, have we been busy this week. Tons of new items are for pre-order, including Doctor Who statues, fun keys from Radica Games, and an entire exciting collection of keychains from Basic Fun, including Star Wars, Pokemon, and more. We're also adding items from Dumbo-kun, SpongeBob SquarePants, just lots and lots of stuff. We're adding new items every day, so check out our new items tab on the newly re-graphicked front page. We have a nice new logo, and it's pretty cool. We also added the Harry Potter... Well, actually, we sold out of that, so never mind. And pre-order your favorite items before it's too late, because you just missed the Harry Potter mini statue, because those are already gone. Okay, so believe it or not, that's it. We're redoing the show slightly in that the Toy of the Week shows, there might be more than one show for Toy of the Week each week, and they're going to be separate MP3s. So you can look when you download your podcast and decide whether or not you care to hear me talk about more Star Wars figures or G.I. Joes or Halo or whatever it is we're going to talk about. So right after I stop recording this show, I'm going to do, probably about two, maybe three more. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it so far. So this is basically going to be the news podcast. So stay tuned for more. Great fun. If you're not already subscribing to our feed, please do through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher program or your favorite RSS feed, because that way you can keep up on the fact that we're going to do a few more shows, and it'll make it easy to ignore the content that you don't want. Or you do want. You don't want to ignore the content you do want, but you get my drift. You can contact me, Adam Paulus, at adam@16bit.com, adam@16bit.com. Please send comments, feedback, praise, hate mail, death threats, and of course, zesty chicken recipes. I will be happy to read a few on the show. And I will see you momentarily or next week, depending on your perception of the space-time continuum. Have a great weekend.